With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Health officials confirm a case of Legionnaires' disease in the Cayman Islands, with authorities stressing the risk to the public remains low. The Ministry of Health and Public Health Department are investigating the source of the exposure, with environmental teams collecting water samples and results expected within 10 days. No additional cases have been identified as monitoring continues. In other news, ICCI has wrapped up its AI Foundations Certificate course, a program designed to give students and working professionals a practical grounding in artificial intelligence. In a statement, Interim President Dr. John Cummings says artificial intelligence is no longer a technology of the future, but a technology of the present. The course introduced participants to topics like machine learning, generative AI tools, ethics, and real-world uses of AI to make better decisions at work and at home, and ran over five Saturdays at Cayman Enterprise City's Signal House. CEC founder Charlie Kirkconnell.
We're delighted to be able to support ICCI technology-focused education courses at our Signal House location, and we look forward to hosting more in the future.
Instructors Christopher Balraj and Shannon Williams guided students through the rapidly changing AI landscape. ICCI says it plans to keep expanding certificate and degree programs as employers in Cayman and beyond look for more AI-ready talent. In the courts, a Grand Court defendant has denied a charge of handling stolen goods. Donald Dexter Dixon pleaded not guilty before Justice Cheryl Richards, KC. Prosecutors allege he had a Ford Ranger in his possession between the 5th and 20th of October 2025, knowing or suspecting it was stolen. He has been bailed pending trial. Finally, since the start of June, local prices at the pump have fallen dramatically. But this past week, those prices started climbing back up. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, the average price of self-service regular gas has jumped 7 cents this past week to $5.61 a gallon. The average price for premium self-service has spiked 2 cents to $6.06. And diesel is now $6.20 a gallon. That is a 5 cent drop. According to Offreg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas at Mike's Walker's Road for $5.45 a gallon. On the diesel side of things, refuel at the airport has the cheapest price at $5.48. Folks in Cayman Brac are still paying $6.24. Little Cayman residents, they're paying a whopping $7.29 a gallon. I'm Carsley Fuller.
For context, the national average in the United States for a gallon of regular has fallen 13 cents to $4.02 USD. Cayman uses imperial gallons, which are about 20% bigger than U.S. gallons. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Trump has warned he's ready to resume military action against Iran if Tehran doesn't abide by its obligations. He told reporters that if the Iranians didn't behave, he'd go back to dropping bombs on their heads. A former oil minister of Nigeria, Africa's biggest oil and gas producer, has been cleared by a court in London of corruption charges. Dezani Alison Madueke denied taking bribes from oil executives in the form of millions of dollars of goods from the luxury store Harrods, the use of opulent properties and travel by private jet. Health officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo are searching for a six-year-old girl with Ebola, taken from a treatment facility in North Kivu province. The authorities say finding her is crucial to stop Ebola spreading and for her treatment. Portugal play Congo shortly in football's World Cup. Their lineup is expected to include Cristiano Ronaldo, who matched Lionel Messi's record set on Tuesday of appearing in six World Cups if he plays. G7 nations have called on tech companies to ensure their services are safe for under-18s. It comes amid a global debate about how to best protect children in the digital age. Ghana is hosting a major conference on reparatory justice following the UN's landmark resolution in March, recognising the transatlantic slave trade of Africans as the gravest crime against humanity. A British man who spent nearly three decades trying to walk an unbroken route from South America to Britain has been refused permission to complete his near 60,000-kilometre odyssey through a service tunnel linking France with Britain. The former British paratrooper isn't giving up. He says he'll swim the channel if necessary. BBC News.